All right. I want to thank you all for inviting me back, your very brave church to invite me back.
我想感谢大家，你们是一个很勇敢的教会，再次邀请我回来讲道。
I look forward to this time together, and I pray that God will encourage you today.
我恳求祷告求神，今天神可以亲自来安慰每一位。
Today, I'd like to focus on turning points in our lives.
今天我想来, 侧重点在, 我们人生当中的这些转折点。
A turning point is a decisive moment in time when a momentous change occurs.
转折点是一些, 有决定性的时刻, 当一些重大的改变发生的时候。
And I thought we'd test your knowledge out in a trivia game.
下面我跟大家可以玩一个游戏，来我说一些时间，大家猜发生了一些哪些重大的事件。So
I'll give you the date, and you give me the event that took place.
所以我会说, 时间日期，你们来猜一猜什么样重大的事件发生了。The
first date is 1911.
第一个时间是1911年。
What happened on in 1911?
1911年发生了什么?
Yes, that's the modern turning point for Chinese history.
这是中国近现代史上一个很大的一个转折点。The
Qing dynasty that had ruled China for 260 years was overthrown, and ending a feudal system of dictatorship.
在1911年那个时候，清王朝 当时已经统治了中国有260年，清王朝被推翻，结束了长达2000年的封建君主专制。The
second date is November 22nd, 1963.
第二个时间是1963年11月22号。And
that is remembered as a turning point because that's the day that President Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas.
在那一天, 总统肯尼迪被暗杀。
The next one is April 4th, 1968.
下一个日期是1968年4月4号。
And that is the date that Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee.
在那一天, 1968年4月4号, 美国民权运动的领袖马丁·路德·金恩在美国田纳西
The next turning point date actually is several days. It's from April to June 4th,
1989.
And that is the Tiananmen Square protest where students from China rose up to demand more freedom and democracy.
特别是在6月4号，那是一个天安门广场的抗议的活动。当时的一些学生在全国各地都起来有这样的一些抗议，要求有更多的言论自由和民主。November 9th, 1989,
turning point date for the world.
1989年11月9号。
That's the date that the Berlin Wall was knocked down.
在那一天，柏林墙倒塌了。
Ending the socialist separation from the world.
这个当时的这个社会主义在全国有这样的一个 分裂。
How about September 11th,
2001? 2001年9月11号。
That was a turning point with 9/11 and the attack on New York City and the Pentagon in Pennsylvania.
那是一个 911非常闻名的911事件 当时 这样的基地组织发生的一些恐怖活动 袭击了在美国纽约市世贸中心的双塔中心 还有在 宾州和维吉尼亚 弗吉尼亚发生的一些 袭击撞击的事件
And turning points can also be personal
这样的 转折点呢 也可以发生在我们个人的生命当中
Just a few days ago on Thursday, my mother-in-law was diagnosed with stage three ovarian cancer.
前几天呢，就是周四，11月12号, 我的岳母呢，夏娃哈皮斯被诊断为了非常末期的三期的卵巢癌。
So our family right now is going through a turning point.
所以我们的家族正在经历一场转折点这样一个危机。
In Isaiah 6, Israel is going through a turning point.
我不知道现在谁在放这个 slides 啊，可能这个不是翻译的，我翻译的发在另一封邮件了，稍微调一下。
The year is, go ahead. The year is 740 and the economy is booming and the gross national product is up.
以赛亚六书，我们刚刚读的以赛亚六书六章呢，是一个当时在以色列历史上的一个转折点，当时是发生在主前的740年。
Stocks are up and home values are up.
当时的经济呢非常的繁荣，然后国民生产总值上升，然后房屋的价值也在上升，然后战车的销量也在上升。
Chariot sales are just gone through the roof.
战车的销量也真的是节节上升。
Alcohol sales are way up.
酒精的销量也在上升。
And King Uzziah, who has rock star status, has just completed 52 years of his rule in Judah.
当时的乌西亚王，他是当时的犹大王，他当时呢好像一个摇滚明星一样非常的受欢迎。
And so he is credited with bringing all this prosperity to the nation.
所以他真正统治了犹大52年，他也被授予这样的荣誉，他带来了这样的繁荣富强。
And one morning, the prophet Isaiah gets up and he's having his bagel and his coffee.
然后突然呢，有一天早上，以赛亚呢，他穿着他的睡袍拿着一片bagel 呢，坐下来正要看新闻。
And he reads in his newspaper that King Uzziah is ill and he died over the night.
然后呢，他读到的这个新闻好像一条这个时报上的一个很大的标题是乌西亚王病了，而且一夜之间他就死了。
And the prophet knows that this is going to be a turning point for the nation.
所以这个以赛亚这个先知呢，知道是当时以色列历史上的一个重大的转折点。
Everything is going smooth in life, and then all of a sudden, this tremendous turning point occurs.
好像一切呢之前都非常的顺利平顺，突然之间呢一切都改变了。
So it's a crisis for the nation.
所以这是当时的犹大国遇到的一个危机。
And whenever we face these turning points, we have a choice of how we go through them.
每当我们遇见这样的一个危机、一个转折点的时候呢，我们总是有个选择。
You can go through the turning point as a victim, or you can go through the turning point as a victor.
我们可以经历走过这样的一个转折点、这样一个危机呢，要么是一个得胜者，要么是一个受害者。
And Isaiah shows us how to do this as a victor.
以赛亚呢，就在以赛亚书当中向我们显明了如何经历这样的一个转折点，是一个得胜者的姿态。
So let's look at these three steps.
所以下面我们来看一看以赛亚向我们所启示的三点。
The first step is to gaze upward towards God in worship.
所以第一点呢，是在敬拜当中向上凝视，定睛看神。
It says here that King Uzziah died. He's dead. He's gone.
所以这经文当中第一句呢说，当乌西亚王崩的那年，他死了。
In just one day, everything changes in this nation.
所以仅仅一天呢，整个国家整个形势都发生了巨大的变化。
And many times when these turning points happen, we say to God, God, why are you doing this? Why are you picking on us?
每当我们生命当中遇见这样的一个转折点，这么样一个大的危机的时候，可能我们的第一反应就是质问神，主啊，为什么这件事会发生？为什么会发生在我身上？
And if you keep asking the why question, you're going to be a victim as you go through the turning point.
如果你一直在问这样的一个为什么的问题呢，可能你将走过这样的危机是一个受害者的一个状态。
So the prophet says this, I need to go to church and I need to worship God.
所以当时以赛亚他说，我要去教会，我要去敬拜神。
He needs his upward glance at God to see God as he is in his power.
特别是在那样一个危机的时候，他的反应是向上去定睛看神。
And the timeless principle here is if your problems are big, your God is small.
所以这里一个永恒的真理是，如果你把问题看得很大，把神看得很小的话，那你必将是一个受害者。
But if you have a big view of God, your problems are going to be small, and you'll be a victor.
但是如果你选择把神看得很大，把问题看得相对较小的时候，你将以一个胜利者、得胜者的一个状态经历过这场危机。
What Isaiah saw that day is that God was still sitting on his throne, even though the king had died.
所以当天当乌西亚王崩的时候，以赛亚看到的是主耶和华仍然坐在宝座上。
God is still on the throne, no matter who is president.
所以无论谁在人的统治上，谁坐在王的位置上，但是神依然坐在他的宝座上。
God is still on the throne, regardless of who is king.
不管谁是人之间的王耶和华神依然坐着为王。
And when Isaiah looks up and he sees this vision of heaven,He sees God's glory filling all of heaven.
当以赛亚向上观看的时候，他看见神坐在宝座上，他看见荣耀的神，整个荣耀充满天堂。
And this glimpse that he receives of seeing God there, he realizes that God is tremendously holy in his presence.
当他向上观看的时候，看到天堂的景况的时候，他看到的那是满满的荣耀。
Think of these angels that have to guard their eyes and guard their whole bodies because of the holiness of God.
大家可以试着想象一下，那是何等的荣耀，何等的耀眼甚至天使他们必须要用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮身体，遮脚。
If we were to have a glimpse of God and see him in this way, it would change everything in our lives.
如果我们有这样的看见，属灵的眼睛能看见神是何等的如此的荣耀，那将改变我们每一天的生活的状态。
What do you see in your life?
你在你的生命当中看见了什么？
Do you see problems or do you see the holiness of God?
你看见了问题还是你看见了荣耀的神？
Have you ever taken this upward look and asked God to reveal himself to you?
你有没有曾经向上举目望神，向神求他来向你启示他自己？
George Barna is a Christian author, and he wrote a book called Revolution.
乔治·巴拿呢是一个作家，他写了一本书叫做《改革》。
And he wanted to understand what was going on in the church here in the United States.
他写这本书的原因契机初衷是他想看看到底在美国信仰到底现在情况如何走向了何等的地步。
By his estimates, there are 77 million Christians here in the United States.
根据他的调查呢，在美国大概有7700万的基督徒。
Yet 8 out of 10 of these Christians don't feel a connection with God when they go to worship at their church.
但即使是这样呢去调查这其中的10%的基督徒，他们回答说，当他们去教会的时候，他们并不觉得他们和神有所连接。
8 out of 10 Christians here in the United States have not seen this upward gaze of Jesus.
10%的美国的基督徒根本当他们看不到，当他们举目望天的时候，他们根本看不到耶稣基督。不觉得和他有关系。
And half of these Christians have never experienced it over the last year.
他们其中过去的一年当中有一半的人他们没有经历过神。
Now it's very easy for us to blame, oh, the pastor, you need to have us have this vision.
可能人们第一反应可能是要责怪牧师，牧师好像做得不好，没有这样的一个意向。
Or you can blame your worship team for them not taking you into the presence of God.
或者你可以责备你们的敬拜团队没有把你们带到神的同在当中。
But I believe that those two statistics are related to each other.
我相信刚刚说的这些统计的数字呢，相互之间都是有关联的。
Because we are not privately looking up and seeing God, we're not seeing God in our churches.
因为我们在个人的生命当中没有看见神，所以当我们聚集在一起，一个教会的形式聚在一起敬拜的时候，我们显然也不会看见神。
So I want to encourage you to make time to have this upward glance and this gaze of Jesus.
所以我想鼓励大家每一位，自己要花时间，要有这样的向上观看、定睛注目在神身上的时间。
This is the most important priority of any day of life.
这是你们每一天生命当中最重要的事情。
So I want to encourage some holy habits to gazing upward.
所以我想跟大家去分享一些，一些圣洁的习惯，这些习惯可以帮助我们来每一天来仰望耶稣。
First of all, you need to set time aside to do this.
所以第一点呢，就是我们必须来分别为圣，挤出一些时间来给神。
You need to take your phone and turn it off.
你们需要把你的智能的手机给关掉。
God's not going to shout above your phone.
神不会用很大声超过你手机的声音来呼喊你。
Then you need to get your Bible out.And you need to open your Bible and read it.
然后你需要拿出你的圣经来读你的圣经。
And then take time and pray and just pour out your heart to God and say, this is what's going on in my life.
然后要来向神祷告，向神来倾心吐意你的生命当中正在发生些什么。
I encourage you to sing and put music on and worship God and praise Him.
我鼓励大家要来敬拜，要用音乐来敬拜神。
And then listen to God. Just say, Lord, would you speak to me in the moments of quietness?
然后呢，有一些安静的时间来等候神，来聆听神的声音，来求问神，求神来向我们，向你说话。
And how about bringing your family along on this journey by reading a devotional at dinner at night?
然后将你的家人聚集在一起，可以一起来在吃饭的时候来谈一谈今天读到了什么，或者来一起来看一些灵修的日记。
And I'm going to encourage you. Most marriages don't husbands and wife do not pray together.
我可以告诉大家一个真相，很多的夫妻不一起祷告。
So men, I want you to do this. I want you to grab your wife's hand and say.Honey, can we pray together?
所以鼓励大家你们来抓住你们的配偶说亲爱的，我们一起来祷告。
And the last one is, I want to encourage you to see God working in our world.
最后一点是我鼓励大家来观看神正在我们周遭做一些什么事情，以神的眼光来看这个世界。
If you do this, you're going to take your eyes and you're going to be focused on.God sitting on his throne.
如果你们这么做的话，你就可以定睛仰望神，能看见神。
And whatever turning point you're in, you're not going to be a victim. You're going to be a victor.
当我们有这样向上举目望神的时候，当我们来遇到这样的危机，遇到这样的转折点的时候，我们一定会以这样得胜者的状态来经历过这些危机。
The second step would take your eyes and look inside of you.
第二步呢，是我们要向内凝视，看看我们自己真实的本相如何。
Could you read verses 5-7?
Sure. 那时我以赛亚书六章五到七节，那时我说，祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。有一撒拉弗飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说：“看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。”
Up to this point, the prophet Isaiah has been saying to the nation, "Woe is you!"
这个时候，先知以赛亚对整个国家说：“我们有祸了。”
Now, when he sees God, he says, "Woe is me!"
当他看见神的时候，看见神的荣耀的时候，他说的是：“我有祸了。”
In the presence of God's holiness, he realizes how broken is he is in his heart and how much he needs God.
当他看见荣耀圣洁的神的时候，他看见自己的不洁，他看见自己何等的需要神。
See, the closer we get to the light of God, the more we see our own dirt.
所以当我们越靠近光的时候，越靠近圣洁的时候，我们能看见自己身上的污秽。
When we stand far away from God, we all look pretty good. I'm looking good.
当我们离神很远的时候，我们每个人看起来都很体面。
But the closer to the light, we realize, oh my word, I have dirt all over me.
当我们越靠近光的时候，我们能够看见我们身上的灰尘。
Can I ask you a personal question?
我可不可以问大家一个私人的问题？
Are you more aware of your sinfulness now than you were a year ago?
与一年之前相比，你有没有觉得你自己身上的罪更多了？还是没有什么感觉。
If you say yes, that means you're a growing Christian.
如果你说你跟一年前相比，你发现你自己身上的罪性更多了，那说明你在属灵上正在成长。
Because the closer we get to God, the more that we realize, oh my word, I'm a sinful creature.
当我们越靠近神的时候，我们会越来越多的发现我们自己有多污秽，我们多么需要的神。
To be a victor, we must have the courage to admit our sin.
要想成为一个得胜者，我们必须有勇气承认我们的罪。
That we cannot change ourselves.
我们无法改变自己。
And that transformation requires God's grace and His forgiveness.
生命的转变需要神的恩典，需要他饶恕的恩典。
You'll notice that the angel came in and took a live coal and touched the prophet's lips.
大家注意在这节经文当中，天使他拿了一块，从坛上取了一块正在烧着红的红炭来沾以赛亚的嘴。
So we don't know if he had like a foul mouth and was speaking curse words.
我们不知道当时以赛亚是不是在说一些污言秽语。
Or he just realized that the words that he was saying were so empty and unimportant.
还是他只是意识到当时他嘴里所说的话，不太有意义，不太重要。
But either way, he needed to have forgiveness from God, so he had to take this look inside.
但是不管怎么样，他需要被神来洁净。
And when he experienced this change inside, he realized that he was a victor.
所以当他自己的里面被洁净的时候，他的罪孽被除掉，罪恶被赦免的时候，他就发现他在神面前再一次的洁净。
Turning point victors are always changed inwardly first.
当我们在这样的危机转折点当中被改变的时候，往往都是从内向外的改变。只有这样的改变能够带给我们能力，我们能够以得胜者的姿态能够走过这样的危机。
Dr. Carl Menninger is a Christian psychologist.
Carl Menninger 医生呢，他是一个基督徒的心理医生。
And he wrote a book, Whatever Became of Sin.
他写了一本书叫《罪到底怎么了》。
And he wrote in this book, he said 75% of his institutionalized patients could walk out the door if one thing happened. What do you think that one thing is?
他在这本书当中写了一句话，他说如果一件事发生，他能够说服他的那些住院病人当中 75% 都可以走出病房。你觉得这一件事是什么呢？
The one thing was that they knew they were forgiven.
这一件事就是这些病人他们每一个被饶恕。
And that's the gospel message that we can be forgiven of all of our messes inside.
所以这就是福音的一个本质，就是我们每一个人都被神赦免了，饶恕了，涂抹了我们里面的罪。
The gospel has the power to transform us on the inside.
福音有这样的大能，是神的大能，可以把我们里面从内而外的改变，让我们有新的生命。
No more guilt, no more shame, no more disgrace.
不再有羞耻感，不再有罪疚感，不再有耻辱感。
We are forgiven and we are free.
我们被赦免了，我们被饶恕了，我们自由了。
I hope you have all experienced that great freedom from that inward look.
我期盼大家每一个人都通过这样每一天有这样向内观看凝视的时间，能够有这样的自由，能够成为得胜者。
Let's take a look at the third and final step here to becoming a victor at a turning point.
我们来看看第三步，如何成为在危机当中能成为一个得胜者。
We need to gaze outward to our lost world.
我们需要向外注视我们所处的这个世上的世界。
We start by looking up.
我们从开始于向上注视。
Then we look inside at our own mess.
然后向我们自己向内凝视我们自己内心的一些混乱。
Then we look outward to the world outside.
然后我们向外凝视我们所处的这样世上的世界。
Could you please read verses 8 through 11?
Sure. 以赛亚书六章八节到十二节，这里写道：“我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说，我在这里，请差遣我。他说，你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。要使这百姓心蒙脂油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，便得医治。”我就说主啊这到几时为止呢他说直到城邑荒凉无人居住房屋空闲无人地图极其荒凉并且耶和华将人迁到远方在这境内撇下的地图很多
Isaiah now realizes that there is a whole nation around him that needs to have this cleansing on the inside
这个时候呢以赛亚意识到在外面呢有整个以色列的民族需要像他一样被神来洁净，他们每一个都需要这样的赦免，这样的洁净。
And you see here the heart of God, it's called the Missio Dei.
所以他能看见神的心是这样，上帝有一个使命。
Notice it says here, who will go for us? This is a notice of the Trinity.
大家有没有注意到刚才读的六章八节当中？有写到谁肯为我们去呢？我们这里出现可以体现三位一体。
God is inviting us to go on the same mission that He's on.
神非常希望我们可以加入他的这样一个使命。
To reconcile the lost world back into His family.
想要神的使命就是想要让这个失丧的世界，这个迷失的世界上的每一个人能够回转过来与他和好。
And this is the reason we get out of bed every morning to look out to our lost world.
这是我们每一天早上起来的目的，我们要向外凝视我们所处的这个世上的世界。
And notice how hard this message is going to be.
大家注意一下经文，要看到这段信息，其实这个使命是不容易的。
In verse 10, it talks about people having hearts that are calloused and hard.
大家可以看到这里也提前预示了说这百姓心蒙脂油耳朵发沉。
People are not going to want to hear this message, but we have to be faithful to declare it.
人们好像并不关心这样的信息，没有兴趣听这样的信息，但是我们要对神的使命有这样的忠心到底。
So God is still saying to all of us, who's going to go for us?
所以神今天还在问我们每一个基督徒说我可以差遣谁呢谁肯为我们去呢
So let me give you some ideas on how to find out who your mission is.
我来跟大家分享一下到底谁是神放在你们当中的使命。
Start by asking God, who do you want me to go to?
要去定义这样的使命呢，第一点就是要求问神，谁是他放在我们目前的这样的使命的清单上。
And then start praying for these folks that God would open their minds and remove the callous from their hearts.
所以开始为这些人祷告，当你祷告的时候，神就会除去他们心上的那股厚厚的茧。
And then become friends with them and be kind and gracious to them.
然后与他们做朋友，然后对他们好一点，然后与他们分享。
And then we need to know how to share the gospel message.
当我们与他慢慢成为朋友的时候，我们渐渐的也会知道，神也会向我们启示如何与他们分享福音。
And the gospel message is the story of the Bible.
福音这个好消息呢，就是圣经当中讲的这样的一个故事。
All you need to do is remember seven words and tell a story around these words.
所以要想对圣经这样的一个好消息，这样一个故事有整全的了解，大家只需要记得七个词。
The first word is creation.
第一个就是创造。
And God created everything that we see in our world.
神创造了我们世界上的每一样东西。
The second word is fall, that we've all fallen from God's grace and we are choosing to be sinners.
第二个就是堕落，我们每一个人都背逆了神，成了堕落的人。
The third word is Christmas, that God loves us so much that he sent his son to be born here.
第三个就是圣诞节，神如此的爱世人，他甚至将他的独生爱子差遣离开高天宝座，来到世间降生于人。
And the next word is actually two, Good Friday, where Jesus died on the cross as a substitute.
下一个词就是受难节，耶稣成了我们每一个人的代罪羔羊，为我们的罪付上了赎价。
And then Easter, that wonderful day when the tomb was empty and Jesus rose from the dead.
然后下一个词就是复活，三天之后神使耶稣死而复活，坟墓空了。
And then the word return, that he promised he is coming back.
最后一个词就是再次回来，在圣经当中神应许了我们耶稣会再来接我们。
And it sure looks like his return could be very soon.
我们可以看到耶稣来的日子不远了。
Let me end with a movie that came out many years ago.
在我今年快要结束这场信息正道的时候，我以一场科幻的电影来结束。
It was 1993 when a movie came out called Jurassic Park.
1993年呢，一个非常的电影的大片非常有名，大家可能都看过，是《侏罗纪公园》。
And there's this amazing moment when a world-class paleontologist, Alan Grant, comes face-to-face with a dinosaur.
当时这个场电影，科幻电影当中的有一个场景是当时闻名世界的古生物学家亚伦·格兰，他第一次面对面的与这个真的恐龙面对面。
All of his life, he studied about dead dinosaurs and dinosaur bones.
他整个一生呢都潜心研究有关恐龙的化石骨头。
But then he encounters an actual dinosaur.
然后在这个科幻电影当中呢，通过一些遗传的技术呢，有人复原了，让那些恐龙复活了。然后呢，这个古生物学家亚伦格兰就能够有机会面与这样的真实的恐龙面对面。
And in that scene, he falls to his knees.Dumbstruck with the immensity of the dinosaur.
在这个电影当中有一个场景呢是非常有意思的这样一生用于研究恐龙的这样一个古生物学家，当他与这个真的恐龙面对面的时候，他整个人就跌倒在地，吓傻了。
I think for many people, we have a parallel to this story.
所以我们每一个人的经历呢，可能与这个亚伦的经历可能有一些相似的地方。
Faith for many people is studying things that happened way in the past.
我们当中呢，可能很多基督徒呢，曾经花很多的时间去研读过去基督徒他们一些信主的历程去研究那些著作那些见证。
But these are just stories that are in a book that have no relevance to our lives today.
但是这些见证呢，很多时候都是一些书，可能跟今天你的生命没有很直接的关系。
But what if God is not a fairy tale? What if he is a real, awesome creator?
但是如果神不是一个想象出来的，不是一个童话故事，而是他是真真实实活着的一个神。
If you were to be in the presence of Holy God right now, how would it change your life?
如果你现在真实的与神，与这样的一个伟大的神面对面的时候，这样的一个意象将如何改变你的生命？
My prayer for you on November 15th, 2020 is that you would encounter the living, awesome God, and this would be a turning point for you.
我在今天2020年11月15号为你们每个人祷告，就是今天你可以真实的遇见神，看见神，你的生命将从此不再一样，是一个你的人生的一个转折点。
Your turning point could be this very moment.
你的转折点可以就是现在。
Join me in prayer.
和我一起来祷告。
Lord, we want to see you today in your beauty and your glory.
主啊，我们想要看见你的荣美，看见你的全能。
We want to hear your voice. We want to know your heart.
我们想要听见你的声音，我们想要知道你的心。
Give us the courage to look up and take time to worship you.
给我们这样的时间勇气，可以向上凝视，能够来注目在你身上。
Give us, Lord, the ability to look inside of our heart and see our need for the gospel.
也给我们能力，能够让我们能够向内观看，能够自省，看见自己的污秽，能够知道我们何等的需要你，需要福音。
And then give us the determination to look out to our world and share this message with so many people that need hope today.
也再次帮助我们能够有这样的勇气和能力向外观看我们所处的这样的一个世上的世界，愿意与我们身边的朋友、同事、家人来分享你的福音。
Lord, we pray that today would be a turning point for all of our hearts and our dedication, our rededication to you.
主啊，求你自己来帮助我们，让今天成为我们人生的一个转折点。我们来再次的向你委身，再次的来跟你立约。我们愿意来委身在你身上。
In Jesus' name, we pray this.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.